Section 5. Next, I want to look at potential issues that may crop up when sending the return online. We can expect quick response times for internet acceptance and for any rejection messages. Normally, this should be within a minute. However, larger files may take longer, which may require some patience, especially for large employers. Filing via EDI does take very much longer. If a response is not received straight away, any employer using EDI should contact the online help desk or their EDI account manager. It is important that employers do not just resend or keep resending. Don't resend until you know the first submission has been received, because that could result in duplicate submissions, and that itself may create further problems. It is also very important to keep a copy of the acceptance message, which we might need later if HMRC were to issue a penalty notice for non-submission. Best advice is always send the P35 as the last submission, which allows you to amend any P14s that have already been sent before the return is finally accepted by HMRC as complete. Once that's done, no further amendments can be sent, which would mean that corrections would have to be made by writing to the tax office to explain what errors have occurred. What about sending the returns in parts? Because some larger employers may have to do this, and even some small or medium employers if they have more than one pay-as-you-earn scheme in different parts of the country. Each part that is sent must have a unique identifier. It would be a mistake to use the same unique identifier for each part, because of course it wouldn't be unique, and it would result in each part overwriting the other. You do have to confirm how many parts you've sent on the P35. You do not tell them how many P14s you've sent. Also, remember that the number of parts doesn't include the P35 itself. Next, we should consider who does have to file a paper return, including the exceptions we've mentioned, such as domestic employers. The following groups must file returns on paper. Firstly, employers and certain employees who have special arrangements with HMRC for the direct collection of PAYE tax and/or national insurance. Also, employers whose business is a limited company and the only information you are submitting is an entry in box 28 of the P35, which relates to construction industry scheme deductions suffered as a subcontractor.